with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that song, and you think of beautiful, and you think of the beautiful day we've got ahead of us, and we have someone that's extremely beautiful inside and out in the studio this morning, my friend Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm good. I've decided that's your theme song.
Oh, I like it.
Do you like
that?
I need to put it on.
Yeah. I've told you, I'm so bad at music. Like, my parents didn't let me listen to much. Like, all we listened to was Christian music.
Well, that's okay.
There's some good.
And I like Amy Grant and some.
Oh, Amy Grant, heck yeah.
Yeah.
And then
her.
Like some Whitney Houston I finally got to listen to. So
my
husband, whenever we're in Nashville, he'll like make jokes about all the people I don't know.
Okay.
Like he's like, who's this? I'm like, Prince? And he's like, no, that's the Beatles. Like, it's so funny. It's like, you know, there's some things like
that's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, great gaps in knowledge in, but real estate is not one of them.
That's exactly right. And I'm probably better at the songs and not so good at the real estate. So that's why this is the expert panel and you are a real estate expert this morning.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about a lot of stuff. I think it's been a while since we chatted.
I know. So we're into 2026. January's almost over, believe it or not, which I can't even get my mind around. But if you have a question about real estate, the market, things that are happening in the Pensacola area, really, I mean it sincerely, Christina is your expert. So text it in this morning or call at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. So what is happening? It's 2026.
Yeah.
You're getting a sense of what
the
trends
are.
We've
been busy. So I was actually on a real estate conference on a cruise.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's why I couldn't do the last week we were supposed
That's
to meet.
That's right. They
so
said you were.
It was honestly a conference. We did have some fun.
Sure.
But we were able to talk to so many AI geniuses and just different people in the space. And everyone's felt very busy so far. Something that's just super interesting, one of the guys who's an AI genius, he's like, we're in a trust recession where people aren't trusting more than ever. So he's like, use AI to help your marketing and whatnot, but you need to show up real.
Right.
You show up authentic, which we do all the time. And I think people are more open to it than ever. Just this week, I walked into a home and, you know, I said it in a nice way, but pretty much I was like, I hate your yellow walls. And he goes, and I was like, again, if you want to get top dollar and you want it to sell quickly, we need to neutralize this. And he's like, oh my gosh, I've thought that for years too.
Oh gosh,
Let's do it. The painter is there right now. We met with the seller yesterday and our painter is there today.
Fantastic.
Knocking it out. And they're so good because we're not going to be putting premium paint up. Like, we're putting it up so it covers it, it looks good, and it gets the job done.
And then the new homeowner can come in and do what they want to do.
Do what
with
they
it.
Want. And we're going to put like one of our favorite colors is like Swiss coffee or like alabaster. It's a real creamy white.
Nice.
And then another seller, you know, his home is going to be, you know, over $700,000. And the carpet, it wasn't dirty, but over time, it just starts to look worn and stretched. And I was like, can I be honest with you? If you were paying this much for a home, wouldn't the carpets turn you off? He's like, yes, I get it. And again, flooring guy there that day has a quote they're getting installed on Monday.
Excellent.
A new carpet. So
excellent.
Not being afraid to give the unpopular opinion. Yes, you're trying to build rapport and whatnot, but a lot of realtors just say what they want to hear. They say, oh yeah, I can sell your home for this price. We don't. We don't lie. We don't. We're going to be honest with them and say, okay, if you want to do this, or we'll look at it. In history, no home in your neighborhood has ever sold this high. Even though you have more square footage, I think that's going to be really tough to obtain. $1 million buyers are going to other neighborhoods.
Interesting.
And that sort
of
thing. So we're honest. And that is what you get from us, because not being that way, it's just a bad process for everybody.
No, that makes perfect sense. But the fact that you have this experience and you have an eye, especially for this area and this community, because it is very different when you're selling a home, say, up in the north end of the county versus on the beach or in downtown or in this historic district. There's different stories for each area, wouldn't you say, in terms of the homes?
Completely. And we're looking at that and we're talking to them about it. Just recently, we took over a home that another agent couldn't sell. After 6 months, we took it over. It was on the market. We had two offers that very first weekend. It's under contract. And people are always like, what is your special sauce? I do think it's the honesty. We said we really need a deep clean in here. We really need a deep clean. It's it's not dirty, but right. we want it just to be perfect.
Sure.
And they're like, okay, let's do it. And we also moved some stuff around, made it look its best. So that type of stuff's important.
Well, and you've talked many times about your favorite. You have your favorite blanket, I believe, that
yes,
you
use. Yes, just a white quilt we bring in. It's not that great. Recently, the team, they're like, where's our white quilt?
And I think lucky quilt, I think.
Someone left it at a listing. I'm like, go get it back. Like, and so I was like, I need to go order a new one on Amazon. Because, I mean, we have like five of them. So I was like, how are you guys losing these things? We got them all back.
Well, it's so true because I so often will see photos when I'm looking, because sometimes I just like to look and browse and shop, and I'll see a photo and this they're trying to sell the home. And I'm thinking, are you kidding? They have the clutter and the junk and the trash. You didn't even take the trash out of the kitchen for the pictures to sell your home.
It's so
really?
Crazy. So we do that. We're there for photos every single time.
You do a great job.
And we
get
there. One guy on my team, Dylan, he is obsessed with doing vacuuming. He likes the lines in the carpet
yes,
before that's so cool. the photo. And he's like obsessed with it. And if they don't have a vacuum, he'll bring one with him.
Oh,
and I've taken videos of him doing it before. I'm like, he's so OCD and I love it.
That's great. Well, we do have a question that's come in from one of our listeners. And if you do have a question for Christina, 850-437-1620. Our listeners texted in, we just heard on the newscast that December was a bad month nationally for resale on homes. How is it working out here in our community, or how's it trending here in Pensacola?
Honestly, we had a very busy fourth quarter, incredibly busy. For our team, we had the highest sales over the whole year, and that's not normal. Normally, right. that's in spring. We just saw a ton of activity. I think possibly you're seeing sellers get more realistic. Mm-hmm. Go, okay, I'm going to get to the price where it's going to get it to move and whatnot. But we've seen it be quite busy across the board.
That's interesting. Yeah. And but I think it doesn't hurt when you get the word that now Pensacola Beach has been voted the number
yes.
one beach in the nation.
Yes.
Beating out, by the way, Hawaii, three yes. beaches in Hawaii. Like, we're number one.
Pensacola Beach is number one and Navarre Beach is number two.
Which is incredible. This is Condé Nast Traveler Magazine.
Yes.
But still.
And what was so interesting, like, I was talking to someone that wants to invest in the area, and he was asking me about a lot of areas. And I go, well, it's not going to hurt you that Pensacola Beach just got number one and Navarre Beach got number two.
Mm-hmm.
It can't hurt anything. And we're still affordable. Like, I have a little YouTube channel that teaches people how to move to Pensacola. I don't mm-hmm. put it out there because I want people outside looking at coming in.
Right.
And constantly getting people. I got people from Vermont this week that have never even been to our area. But, like, from watching YouTube, they decided this is where they want to live. They went under contract. And it was during Martin Luther King Day. And I was like, well, like, you found your house. Like, what else do you want to do? They're like, well, show us something that's going to like really sell us. And downtown was pretty much like closed down due to all the parade stuff. So I drove
right.
them around and we're sitting there. I'm like, have you seen our beach? They're like, no. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm
like, drive there right now.
Right.
You're going to eat at Crabs. You're going to get some fresh seafood. You're going to walk on the sand. And they called me. They're like, oh my gosh. Like, they didn't even know what a great beach we had.
Yeah.
And they were still choosing our area. Just talking about like what makes us different, how we are like a strong military area, how a lot of people do have Southern accents,
mm-hmm.
how everyone's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's tons of people that sit at home every night and they're watching YouTube to try to figure out where they want to move in Florida.
Right.
And they're going, do I want Jacksonville? Do I want Tampa?
Miami.
Do I want this? And then they land on these Pensacola channels and it's like, we're like, hey, here's the pros and cons. Here's what cost of living looks like. So, but it's just so interesting because there are still tons of people that are taking a pin, a dart and throwing it at a map, and
mm-hmm.
still choosing Pensacola.
Well, I think we're probably one of the best kept secrets because
yeah.
people don't think of Florida panhandle at all.
They don't.
So I have a lot of friends that live in New York and I'll say, I'm in Florida. Well, I'm coming down to Miami.
I
can come visit you. I can drive. I said, well.
Well, we went the cruise.
Different
I went,
time zone. Totally.
Yes.
It's the whole. I said, look at the map. We're below Alabama.
Yes.
And it's interesting because I think our beaches are the most beautiful in the state.
Oh, totally. So this cruise I was on, it went out of Miami and a lot of people came in all over the country. And I was like, oh, I'm in Pensacola. They're like, oh, yeah, that was a short drive for you. I was like, no. I'm like, we flew. And then we explained that we're that central. Like, I'm like, we're Central Standard Time.
Yeah, people are amazed
they
by
are.
That.
They are. But then, like, there's beaches and Belize and whatnot. And one day it was just, you know, I kind of wanted to chill on the boat because I didn't really feel like a beach day because it can't compare to our beaches.
No,
we
I
get
know.
Them all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
I think about going on vacation and I look at these tropical islands in the Caribbean and think, that's what I should do. And then, no, our beaches are as beautiful.
I just need
what
to go
thinking?
Right here.
Maybe need to go to the mountains.
Yeah.
Something different.
So another thing that's on the radar. So everyone's talking about when, you know, the president will likely replace Jerome Powell and
mm-hmm.
they're watching that. I listen to all these podcasts that are like really on real estate and the economy and looking at the market, because a good realtor is a baby economist as well.
Of course.
Where we're trying to really read everything. So there's a lot of projections that possibly whenever he replaces the chair, they can put something called quantitative easing in place. And listening to this podcast, I like learn more about it.
What is that?
I don't exactly know, but according to these people that I listen to, it could lower interest rates mm-hmm. when they do this. It's like an action by them that doesn't include lowering the rate, but it can lower interest rates. And a lot of people are saying, and this guy I listened to, he's like, at first I thought there was a 20% chance that would happen. He's like, now I think there's about a 50% chance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've told some people, I'm like, the market isn't 2020, 2021, but maybe if that does happen, we could get closer to that. Mm-hmm. And that would be in May or June, July, when things start to trickle out. So we might see a weird year.
Yeah.
Because normally February, March, April, that's our busiest time. So maybe we're going to see like a delayed spring.
Interesting.
Almost. Like
yeah.
where we're seeing it there because people might be holding out on that. I don't know. Just a random guess from somebody that listens to a lot of podcasts. But that's something that I've told my team, like, let's, you know, make sure we're educated and we can talk to people when they bring this up. And then also there's so many housing initiatives that the president's been talking about.
I was just going to ask you about that.
What
because
might actually go through? Mm-hmm. Who knows? But again, people are listening to this and I think it's making people more positive about the real estate market.
Where are the interest rates now in this area?
So if you get a government loan, which is like, you know, VA or FHA, typically around 5.9%. But if you're going with a new builder, sometimes they're buying that down for you to 4.5%.
Mm-hmm.
But basic, like regular conventional loans are on 6.5%. But I mean, the high was 7.5. So
okay.
A lot of us are like, hey, 6.5, not bad.
It's not bad.
Like, it's weird how your mindset changes.
Absolutely. So now we're into the wintertime and folks are probably, as you said, they're going to probably really start looking February, March. What can people do if they're a buyer to get ready? What we can rely on your real estate agent, but what can they do to help you in the process?
Well, honestly, call us first because we're going to connect you. So a great number to put in your phone is 850-378-1260. That is a number that goes to my team. And right now, as I'm on the radio show, I'm obviously not going to pick up a call, but they
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm.
So put that number anytime you have a question, and we'll connect you with one of the lenders we really trust, who's going to hold your hand. It's going to be the white glove process where they're going to listen to your situation and figure out what's best. So we're going to connect them, and maybe you have to work on your credit. They're going to give you easy to-dos to make sure you're maybe ready in 3 months. Maybe you need to save up a bit of money. They're going to look at all that, and I really want people to get out of the mindset of thinking, okay, maybe I'm not a first-time home buyer. They think there's only benefits to first-time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
There's benefits to all buyers. There's so many programs out there. There's a lot of 0% down.
That's amazing.
A lot of options for that.
And
a lot of people think they want
to be a first-time buyer to have that.
No, you don't have to be a first-time buyer to get that. Also, a lot of people think I have to sell my home in order to buy a home.
Right.
Also, myth, not the case. The lenders can do a rent assessment on that, saying, okay, if you rent it out, this is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many creative solutions. So if owning a home is your goal, just talk to us so we can figure it out and kind of put that puzzle together with
right.
our lender, with us, and see. A lot of realtors don't know about all these programs.
Mm-hmm.
They also haven't done it themselves. So like even with us, my husband and I as an investor, like we've done it and we've learned how to finagle things to make it work for the lender, going, okay, this is what you need. How can we get there?
Right.
So if anyone's wanting to do it, and every time we've bought a home, because realtors were notorious for moving, because we see pretty houses all the time.
Oh, of course you do.
So we have to figure it out because it's going, okay, like I own this home. It's really stressful to try to do the dance where the home sells and you buy one all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So figuring out like, well, could I rent it out and actually make more than my mortgage? Maybe. And that's a good idea. Or you go, I don't want to ever be a landlord.
Right.
And then we figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things you've mentioned often is getting pre-qualified.
Yes.
And because
it's
that
very
does make
simple.
A big difference.
It's very simple. You are not handing over your firstborn baby. You are either A, you're going on their app and you're filling out, you know, kind of a small questionnaire. Or if you don't want to do it online, our lender, you can just talk to them and say, I honestly do recommend this. This isn't a pre-approval, but just to feel them out, going, hey, here's what I think my credit is. Here's what I make. Here's what my debts are. And you're not going to get a pre-approval, but they can say, hey, based on that, this is what we would hopefully be able to pre-approve you for. And this is what your payment would look like. Well, and then if it sounds good, then you go ahead and do the pre-approval. And it takes 10 minutes.
Right. Well, I think the good thing about that is that for me, it puts me in the reality zone. Yeah. Because yes, I would love to live in a beautiful condo on the beach, but it's probably not going to be in my affordability. So when I got that first estimate, I was like, oh, I actually can afford a little bit more than I thought. And
yeah.
And you've kind of get a realistic sense of that. Then when you're shopping in the market, you can say, okay, we're in this neighborhood. We can afford to be here. And I think that
totally.
Makes it, you're not just going in blind and trying to, oh, I like that house. Well, let's see. And it's $300,000 more than you can possibly afford.
Totally. And honestly, for sellers, we're not letting people in their home that are not pre-approved. For them to get out of their house
and
leave with their two dogs and make it perfect, get that baked cookie smell on, we do not allow anyone in their home without a pre-approval and also an agent present with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then as agents, I'm not going to take people out without a pre-approval because like if somebody asked me, I always put myself in that position being like, hey, here's the deal. We need to know what you can afford because it's not fair to you. It's not fair to the seller to start shopping without really knowing your budget.
Right.
I'd go, sure, no problem. Like it's a 10-minute thing and I get to use your trusted lender, no biggie.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody that's like kicking and screaming saying they won't do a pre-approval, I think that like maybe they're not that motivated.
Or this is a little bit of a red flag too,
yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, they're not that motivated.
Right.
And there are people often though that like have cash
mm-hmm.
and I know them and I know they have cash. I don't want to see your bank statements right now. So at that point I put in my offers seller to provide proof of funds within 24 hours of accepted contract.
That's great.
And they're fine. But a lot of times they're like, I'll send you my screenshot right now. I'm like, no. I don't need to see any of that quite yet. I know you're good.
That's good. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth. She is the expert this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel from the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty. And just real quick, you have a guest with you this morning.
Yes, I have Louis. He is from France. He is an intern. I don't know if many people know this, but my husband is from France, like off the boat. And Louis goes to the college my husband went to. And when he was pulling up the directories,
mm-hmm.
He was like, ooh, Pensacola sounds pretty nice. Louis, you want to say hi?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. You could say bonjour.
Bonjour.
Oh, see, I love his little French accent.
I know. It was funny.
So
my
charming.
Team was like, his is so much stronger than your husband. So I was like, oh. No, it's not. My husband still has an accent. My husband has spoke perfect English for 12 years now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's here with us for 4 months. He's learning the school of hard knocks, real estate, going with us and helping with marketing. So,
and I love that you're doing that. It's so wonderful to pass on because you have so much knowledge about marketing, having been in the media.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have quite the resume and you'd be a great mentor.
Yes, I mean, and the whole team is. So some
mm-hmm.
days he goes with, you know, Jamie on the team, Dylan, Taylor, and he's getting, his English has grown leaps and bounds since he's been here. His English was already great, but
mm-hmm.
I talk really fast.
No.
I know, right?
No, I didn't even notice that.
On the radio, I'm trying to talk slower. That's the sad thing. That's the sad thing, because when I'm like excited, it honestly, people that speak great English have a hard time. They're like, say what? But he's learned quite a bit so far.
Well, welcome to America. We're so excited that you're here at Pensacola, and hopefully you'll get some real beach days when it gets warm
yes.
enough. This is unusual for us to have this cold
yes,
weather right now.
Absolutely. It's supposed to get cold next week.
Yep, this weekend.
Okay,
I think a couple foot front's coming through. So it'll be chilly next week, and then we're done.
Okay.
I declare.
Yes, we're going to put it out there. We are done.
After
it's
going
to be perfect for Mardi Gras and
February,
everything.
Yes, certainly will.
Well, I'd like to encourage people to follow me on social media. It's Christina Leavenworth on all platforms. So on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok. Because I'm always sharing things about Pensacola, sharing tidbits about the real estate market, showing cool listings that I think are really special that, you know, you may not see. Because if things come up, you just might not notice it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go, oh, like, that's cool. But you don't realize that, like, there's a great property we have. It's on a tour of homes right now. It's in downtown, and it's a duplex.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool. A European architect did it. It's brand new with, like, 19-foot vaulted ceilings.
Oh,
everything's
nice.
Perfect. It's a studio and then a two-bedroom, two-bath house. And the rental projections on it are really great. And it's priced at $397,000. The one next door already sold. This is the one that just hit the market. But things like that. You might see it and not really understand what's going on with mm-hmm. it, where we're just kind of breaking down different things. And again, we're always accessible. Like, I really want to be your trusted real estate advisor for life. Like how you're like, hey, I got my attorney. I got my financial advisor. I'm like, I got my real estate advisor. Mm-hmm. Like, we're your person to call.
I love that.
And 850-378-1260. Just put it in your phone, like Christina Leavenworth team, favorite realtor, whatever will make you remember to pull it up.
Leave your, what's your website? Best Realtor?
BestRealtorsInPensacola.com.
Yes. That's it. Yes. BestRealtorsInPensacola.com. So Christina also has talked quite a bit about if you're thinking about buying and you're not sure, you can call her. You can, mm-hmm. They're willing to talk to you and find out what would be good timing. And like you said, getting pre-approved. What are the steps, especially if you are a first-time home buyer?
Absolutely. And also with sellers. Like, I love having lead time. That's the best because you build trust. You understand us and it's not so rushed. And rushed purchases and rushed sales are always the worst mm-hmm. for everyone, where we can have time to really like do all the right things, get all of our marketing set up. So call us like 6 months in advance if you need to. And I've had sellers do that where I go, okay, here's something we need to work on. And they were able to take their time getting it done. And it's really important just to meet with us whenever you're even thinking about it. If you're like, I think I want to do this in a year or whatnot.
Sure. We just got another question in on the text line, 850-437-1620. Do you do property management or do you have anyone that you recommend? Because you've been talking this morning a lot about rentals.
Yeah. So I do we don't do property management. I am like, that is a losing game. I do not want to have to deal with tenants. I like getting positive reviews. There's some people we've worked with. I don't know. I'm so hesitant to recommend anyone because if you have a terrible tenant, I don't know. But
it's complicated. I'll get,
text 850-378-1260 and I'll give you a few names of people that we have worked with that we know. But here's my full disclosure. No one's perfect. Mm-hmm. Just because, yeah, they have a lot on their books and... Yeah, that's a tough one.
Okay, well, then if you have a question for Christina, still a little bit of time left at 850-437-1620. So it's exciting. You've got a lot to look forward to right now with this season coming up and the weather.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we all feel like a train has hit us with how busy we've been. We're like, what just happened? Because it's like, okay, like I'm about to breathe. And then like five people are like, can you come over? I want to list my house.
Yeah,
and we're like, yes, we can.
There you go.
We will be there. So it's been really busy. And then just people coming out of the woodworks being like, hey, I found five homes I want to see today. I'm ready to buy.
Wow.
And we're seeing this all the time.
Wow.
And the whole team is. Everyone is like, oh my gosh, like it, the water spigot was just turned on, like the fire hose.
This is good.
This
is a good
thing. So I think, you know, as a seller, that's good to know. And as a buyer too, I think it's just going to get more and more as we get in the true spring. So now's a good time to look. And mm-hmm. the new builders are, the new construction still giving out phenomenal deals. So call us because I negotiated somebody like all their closing costs covered. I got them a washer dryer. I got them blinds. Yeah. I got them a fridge. I got them $5,000 off the price. And then, like I always talk about it, when you do your final, like your walkthrough, it's called the blue tape walkthrough on mm-hmm. new construction. I think that the contractors are afraid of me because I am blue. Because that's your one time to do it.
Yeah,
it's your one time to do it to like identify, oh, the sheetrock looks a little funny. That floor, it looks weird there. Or that drawer's closing
funny.
Not
quite right.
Doing it at the beginning. On a normal sale, you can't do it. But on new construction, heck yeah, you can.
Okay. So if you are listening to us, we're talking with Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke, and she is the Leavenworth team there. And so someone had texted in, what's your relationship with Levin Rinke? How does that work?
Oh, Levin Rinke is amazing. So they're our broker. So as a team,
so how does that
we
work?
Run like a mini brokerage where we do have our own marketing, our own admin, but Levin Rinke has marketing that supercharges us.
Mm-hmm.
And also just the leadership and the mentorship there. As far as my team, if they need additional training going to Levin Rinke, Levin Rinke is the number one brokerage. We're the number one team in the MLS.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at Levin Rinke. So it's just supercharged.
That's a win-win.
Levin Rinke is amazing. The support is great. They have that great experience. And there's, believe it or not, times I go, I don't know. That's a new one. And having staff and resources there where I'm like, hey, Reese, I got a question. Reese, one time there was a home. I go, I don't know how to comp this one. This one's a little weird. I know that you know a lot of homes on that street. And on mm-hmm. a Saturday, he's like, all right, let's dive deep in the numbers. And having just other people at the brokerage, I could say, hey, guys, this home isn't moving. I'm concerned about it. What did we miss?
Right.
And just having the support there is amazing.
Well, you're certainly one of the best here, or the best here in Pensacola. If you want to get in touch with Christina, how do they get in touch with you?
850-378-1260 or Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Text us. We are always on our phones, like too much. But thank you guys for hanging out.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. We hope you have a wonderful time in America. All right. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.